The Northland Fishing Tackle story is one we featured on Fish and Paul Bunyan Country over the years. John and Dwayne Peterson founding the company right here in Bemidji, Minnesota in the 1970s. It's gone on to become one of the premier names in fishing tackle in America. Now a new chapter begins with brand new CEO Greg Woolner, and we'll meet him next.
I got my fishing pole keys, tackle box in my hand, gonna cast a few lines with my toes in the sand. Pulling in a big catch makes me feel like a man, but the wife, she just don't understand. I love walleye, perch, trout, and bass, and if you don't like fishing, you can kiss my four-stroke right in the back. Cause the fishes all tremble at the thought of me when I'm fishing Paul Bunyan Country.
This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Well, today at Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, we get to take a good look at our title sponsor, Northland Fishing Tackle. They have a brand new CEO, Greg Woolner. And Greg, welcome to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, and welcome to the North Country.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. I'm excited to be here.
So, Greg, you were telling me before we got on the air that you have spent the bulk of your career in this business. I'm assuming that it was something you were doing long before you got into the business world as well. Usually with people in the outdoors, it's just something that's in the blood.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and so is Northland. I grew up in Rochester, Minnesota, so I've lived here most of my life, moved around a few times, but for the most of my life, I've lived in Minnesota. And I've been a lifelong angler, so it's really a culmination of a dream to get a chance to be at the helm at Northland Fishing Tackle, and my wife and I are excited to get moved here to Bemidji in the next week or so.
So tell us the story of your business career and how you got into the outdoor business and how you made your way eventually to God's country, Bemidji, Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody thinks that when they want to get into the fishing tackle business, they want to go work for Rapala or they want to work for Northland or Berkeley. It doesn't usually start there for most people. I started working retail, and I worked for Galleon Sporting Goods, which was a sporting goods retailer out of Indianapolis, and they had a store in Minneapolis. And I became friends with some people in the fishing industry, and eventually landed, you know, 16 years ago as the vice president of product development at Rapala in Minneapolis, and progressed through that career. And now I've got this opportunity to work with people at Northland up here in Bemidji.
What appealed to you about Northland Fishing Tackle?
Well, it's an iconic brand. And, you know, I actually, when I got out of college, I started my career working for Target stores. And so I worked big corporation business, and Galleon started off when I started there was just five stores and owned by Pat Galleon. And then it became a big corporate $700 million company. And then I stepped to a lower, lesser volume company in Rapala. And every step along the way, I've loved going to a smaller company that has more culture and can have more of an identity, and I think Northland is the ultimate of that. Getting the opportunity to be here for the last 3 months, and, you know, there's John Peterson and Travis Peterson, Dwayne Peterson come into meetings and are willing to offer their thoughts and advice, and this place is full of Peterson relatives working here, so I just absolutely love that culture, And I love being a part of it. So that's really, at the end of the day, you wonder, well, why would I leave Minneapolis to come up here? It's for the people. And that's plain and simple, that's why.
Obviously, being in the industry as many years as you have and working at Rapala as well, you had to have known about Northland Tackle prior to the job offer and the job opportunity. What did you know about Northland prior to coming up north?
Well, I think one of the things that surprised me coming up here is I don't think that, I think maybe because Northland is in this community that people don't understand what a monster Northland is. It's a fantastic company. one of very few brands that are this dominant in this region, and maybe the most important brand in this region. I've had the chance to work at Rapala, and I've been around people from Pure Fishing and Berkeley and other companies, but Northland is uniquely Minnesota, and in this region, it means an awful lot to the anglers and to the people and to the retailers and the pros and the guides. So it really makes this a unique company, and sometimes maybe we don't even understand because we have a lot of small town values that we're a small town value that's a big important company in the industry.
I agree that most people don't understand that, and in fact, the only reason this show exists is because Northland felt 30 years ago that there needed to be a local fishing show in the town they were at, and they approached my boss, and that's how we got started. And even I, at that time, had no idea, but Northland is a big deal. They really are.
Well, it's a big deal, but the owners don't act like a big deal. And
no.
I think that probably they're pretty understated. And I told some people recently that, you know, there aren't very many companies that started in 1975 in the sporting goods industry that are still around and as relevant and as important as Northland is today. I told somebody the example the other day, if you play golf, go try and find one of the golf balls or golf clubs that you would have used in 1975, and all those brands are gone. You're not going to go use your Spalding or McGregor or Pro Staff golf clubs anymore. But Northland started in 1975, and I think John had, as I learned more about the history, you know, he had the vision to say, hey, I'm going to really support the fishermen and the guides and the retailers. And he developed that yellow packaging and stayed with it for all these years, and it's become just an icon in the industry. You walk into any tackle shop in this region, and you're going to see a wall of yellow cards that defines Northland Tackle, and it's as powerful today as it was 40 years ago. That's really a tribute to this company and these people that work here. And having to being able to spend the last 3 months here with them, I can understand why. So I don't take the responsibility lightly. It's a great opportunity for me, and it's certainly going to be a lot of fun. And I can learn a lot from the people who came here before me.
One of the things that always impressed me about Northland, and still does, is they're all about innovation. They made maybe the best, most well-known walleye jig in the world, and that wasn't good enough. You know, then they tried a different version for these conditions and a different version there, and then they tried new things. And they're always coming up with new ways to do things. And I think obviously that's how you survive since 1975.
Yeah, I think something I learned that was kind of interesting that I never thought of before, but if you look at Northland, although the Northland brand is famous, the products are even maybe more famous. You know, like you say, whether it's a fireball jig or a thumper jig or whatever it is, the products have developed a brand of their own. And Sean had a vision on that also. The Northland brand is smaller on the package than the product name. And he really put a lot of pride in developing great products and giving them a name and developing them as their own identity. And that's not easy to do in a business where these can be commodity items. I mean, it's a piece of lead on a hook with some paint. That can be pretty simple if you don't do things to make it special. He's done a great job, and the company has done a great job of holding that up through the years. The fishing tackle business isn't the easiest place to stay around for 40 or 50 years. But he's done a great job, and the people here have done a great job carrying on from.
Northland Fishing Tackle's new CEO, Greg Woolner, my guest. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. My guest today is the new CEO of Northland Fishing Tackle, Greg Woolner.
Greg, as you take a look at where we're going, you just got here, of course. You've taken over a new job in a very unique time in the nation's economic history and history in general. So what would you say, looking at the landscape as it exists today, is your biggest challenge going forward?
Well, a couple of things. I want to comment on that because, you know, I started here at the end of March, and it was doomsday. You know, retailers were closed, obviously. There was really a feeling of peril in the industry of what is going to happen here. And, you know, April, it got a little bit better. I think customers purchased a lot of products online and found places to buy things. And then in May, the stores started opening back up, and people felt a little more comfortable going outside. And then now June, business is just off the charts. I've been in this business 30 years. I've never, ever seen fishing tackle business like this, and nobody ever has, okay? So this is epic growth in the sport. We see fishing license sales, Minnesota State fishing license sales up 30, 40, 50%. It's hard to get a handle on that number because there's a lot of timing involved, but the bottom line is there are more people fishing in the United States than ever before, right now, this year. And in this region, we're over-indexing that number. It's stronger in this Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa area, far more than the rest of the country. So the challenges going forward are, how do we take advantage of this great opportunity? You know, sometimes great opportunities fall in your lap, and this one has certainly fallen in the lap of the fishing industry. And if I could say one thing, I would really encourage independent dealers and consumers to get together. Independent dealers are really the mentor for all beginning anglers. That's where you go to figure out, where should I go, what should I use. It's a personal service, it's a personal touch. And so I really want to try to find a way to encourage these new anglers, new people to the sport, or people coming back into the sport, to get to a dealer, establish that relationship, get some help, find some success, because it's a great sport that will be with you for the rest of your life. So we've been handed, through out of this tragedy, this coronavirus has come a tremendous opportunity for the industry, and maybe a newfound hobby and grounded space to get into for a lot of people. And I think it's going to be exciting for the next couple of years.
I totally agree with you, and I know this has been a concern in the industry and with the DNR and the many people I talked to over the years, is, you know, that number of the next generation of angler not being there. This has certainly reversed this year, and it's great news. I think, of course, the competitive high school fishing that is now happening and college fishing that's now happening is helping that as well. But this has been a great boon in that regard, and I think the next big challenge is to keep those people interested when the other distractions come back.
Well, we can't keep all of them. We'd love to, but you can't have all of them. It's interesting. For 20 years, I've been involved in the American Sport Fishing Association, which is our trade association, and everything has been, we got to recruit people. And now we've got them, and we have to shift to retention. But I think retention is easier than recruitment. So I think we start there with, we have a great problem, and that we have all these people. Now we have to figure out, how do we keep them entertained? I think the other thing that's going on, if you think about our industry, is for 20 years or so, manufacturers have fought for market share. You know, the pie wasn't getting any bigger, and so you're trying to get a bigger slice of the pie. Well, all of a sudden the pie got bigger. We don't have to fight with each other. We can work together to try and find ways to continue to grow the sport together. So I think there are some unique challenges to try to deal with. All of a sudden there's five people on my spot, and there used to never be anybody here, or the parking lot is full, or I have to stand in line to get spot-tail shiners if they have them. Those are problems that I think we as anglers have to accept and embrace, because all these fishing license sales are going to fund our Department of Natural Resources, put more fish in the water, build us some infrastructure. And it's really what we've needed for a long time, and now it's here.
Absolutely. So how do you see Northland Tackle and Rapala and the other industry leaders, what's their role going to be in trying to keep the retention?
Well, I think all of us have to create content. We have to make sure that we help teach people how to fish again, or the new people how to fish. We have to make it easy. And people today consume information differently than they did 20 years ago. And they may not read magazines, and this young generation may not read magazines or watch In Fisherman or Linder's Angling Edge on TV as much as we did. But they still are starved for information, and we have to get that information to them. And we have to make it easy for them to get on the water and go fishing, whether it's from shore in a boat, find a guide, or find a place to go. I think that is something you'll see all of the manufacturers and retailers do. And I hope we all look at it. I hope all of them look at it the way I do, and that is, this is just a great opportunity, and we should take advantage of it, and we should embrace it with a lot of enthusiasm. There are frustrations out there, and that if you go into a store to try and buy a bobber, a sinker, a hook, or a jig, you might not be able to find one right now because business has just exploded faster than the supply chain can keep up. But those are short-term problems. We'll catch up, and in the meantime, we should all try to find people that want to go and bring them into the sport.
Well, Greg, when you're out fishing, what's your favorite? What do you like to do?
Well, I started out trout fishing, and then I got into walleye fishing. I moved around a lot. I've been into walleye fishing for a long time. But in the last few years, I lived on the St. Croix River down in the border water between Minneapolis and Wisconsin. And I did a lot more smallmouth fishing there, but I've had the opportunity to fish for all species, and I pretty much like catching all of them. And I've had my career and being around fishing, I've been able to fish with a lot of great people, so I've learned a lot, and I've learned to just go where they tell me to go and go catch what they tell me to go catch. So I'm happy doing it just exactly that way.
Greg Wolner is my guest. We'll wrap it up with Greg next. He's the new CEO at Northland Fishing Tackle. And this is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. I'm Kev Jackson, reminding you to get registered for the first ever Lucan's Village Foods United Way Fishing Tournament, also sponsored by Coca-Cola of Bemidji. This unique tournament is the perfect tourney for a COVID-19 world. All you need to do is download the Fish Donkey app, find the United Way Bemidji Tournament, and get registered. With one $200 fee for your two-person team, you're basically in two tournaments, a bass tourney and a walleye tourney. And yes, you can win both. First place in each division is $3,000 based on 100 boats. There are prizes in the top nine places in both divisions. And here's the kicker. You can fish any lake in Beltrami, Clearwater, and or Hubbard counties, and you have 3 days to fish. From 7 a.m. Friday, July 24th through 2 p.m. that Sunday. It's catch, photo, and release, and the Fish Donkey app does all the work. Get more details at UnitedWayBemidji.org or download the Fish Donkey app. It's a great cause. I think it's going to be a great tournament. The Lucan's Village Foods United Way Fishing Tournament, also sponsored by Coca-Cola, Nailers, First National Bank, Bemidji, Paul Bunyan Communications, Hills Plumbing and Heating, Amity Graphics, Dick Beardsley Fishing Guide Service, Acme Tools, Dick's Plumbing and Heating, L&M Fleet Supply, Northwoods Bait and Tackle, Sanford Health, Visit Bemidji, Northland Tackle, and Fishin' Paul Bunyan Country. And speaking of Northland Tackle and Fishin' Paul Bunyan Country, my guest today is the new CEO of Northland Fishing Tackle, Greg Wolner. One of the things about Northland that I'm also impressed with is, although they cut their teeth on walleye lures, they have a great diversity in lures for bass, panfish, everything. And that's really the game in Minnesota, especially now, again, going back to the high school and colleges with the competitive seasons, there's a whole new generation that's learning about bass a lot earlier.
Well, you know, obviously John Peterson and his original group, they're started in walleye fishing, but John Peterson's one of the better bass fishermen in the state of Minnesota.
Yes,
so
he is.
he's done a poor job hiding that. you know, he's come up with quite a few different bass lures over the years. Now we've purchased Bagley. Northland just purchased Bagley Baits, which is a bass lure company out of Alabama. And we obviously recognize there's new opportunities for us also in the bass fishing market, especially up here. Bass fishing is, in relative terms, still somewhat a new sport up here, and it's certainly growing. So I think that this new round of people coming into the sport are going to consume bass fishing more than ever up here in Minnesota, because we have a fantastic fishery.
We do. We do. It's we're told by people who come from out of state and out of the nation that maybe we don't get the biggest bass up here, but we have the feistiest bass up here, and we've got the most action up here.
And we just plain have a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you go down to Mille Lacs any day of the week right now, you'll see as many bass boats out there as walleye boats. It's the BASS tournaments that were up here really drew attention to our bass fishery, and it's kind of opened up the eyes of a lot of people. And you see the student angler trail that's here in Minnesota. You see the national championship going on down in La Crosse, which we'll claim that as Minnesota, basically. It's close to it. Our border water.
Yeah.
So it's really moved up here. And it's and there's a lot of growth for us yet to find there. And you can look for us to continue to expand in that area and come up with new products for bass fishing in our region up here.
I got to tell you, if it was me and I was taking over a position, and the guy who founded the company was meeting with me on a regular basis, I don't know if I might be a little bit nervous. But how's that working for you?
Well, I was the first time that they came in, but John and Dwayne are about as unassuming and kind as you are going to find in this industry for people that are, you know, Hall of Fame. They're in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, anglers at Minnesota State Hall of Fame. Those guys are as unassuming and supportive as you could get. And John won't let me off the hook because he's probably more opinionated, but he won't let me off the hook if he disagrees, and I don't mind it. So I'll learn from his mistakes before I make them a second time, hopefully.
Okay. I love that. Hey, you're right, though. Dwayne, John, Travis, that whole Peterson clan, they are just awesome people. It's just been my pleasure to work with them over the years and just work with Northland in general. You know, I worked with Kyle a lot the last few years and Eric. And you're right. The culture at Northland is a really special place.
There's no doubt about it. It is so nice to come into a place to work every day, and people are smiling and they're happy and they're passionate about the sport. They love doing it. So when you get to work around a bunch of people that all have a common interest, that really makes a big difference. And I've worked in places where it wasn't like that, and it's not very much fun. This is a lot more fun. So it's a great group of people, all the way through the staff, every person who works in the warehouse, to the accounting department, to everything else, to Joe, who's answering the phone and taking orders. People show up at the door with $20 and want to buy jigs. It is it's real family hometown company, and it's really fun to be a part of it.
Greg, before we let you go, I know you got to go here in a couple of minutes, but I did want to bring up, besides yourself, you brought over another expert from the Rapala family into the Northland clan.
Yeah. So, you know, Bagley, so Yarmo Rapala was originally, well, he's the grandson of Laurie Rapala, who was the founder of Rapala Lures, and he kind of took that Rapala business international back when he got out of college. And maybe 15 years ago, he sold his stake in Rapala and went off on his own. But he bought Bagley, who was another balsa lure manufacturing company that he was intrigued by, and started up his own little factory and started designing some lures. And when he was looking to find somebody to help bring that to market in the U.S., to help him bring that to market in the U.S., he needed a brand. And, you know, the thing about Finnish lure designers is it's not that easy to catch fish in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there a bunch of times compared to up here.
Okay. So
the attention to detail that they put into lure design and manufacturing is just far superior to many other companies because they have to make them perfect. The action has to be perfect. And so we bought Bagley and brought Yarmo into our family to be our chief lure designer and help make lures for Northland Fishing Tackle and new Bagley lures and whatnot. So I've known Yarmo for 17 years and worked with him for a long time, and it's really exciting to be able to add that to the Northland family, and our kids are really excited here to work with somebody like him.
All right. And he's moving into the area as well.
No, he's not going to leave.
No, not going to leave Finland?
No. I tried. But he will stay in Finland. He will design the lures. They're going to be manufactured in Europe. So he will make balsa lures, design lures for us, do the manufacturing. We'll probably get him to come over here to go fishing or to work on product development, but our guys here talk to him on a weekly basis, and he's really excited to design lures for Northland. He came here to visit before he sold the company to us, and he saw what this brand means in this area, and of course, being from the north, he knows how to make lures because they have perch and zander and pike and salmon and trout in Finland. And it's really a perfect fit for designing lures for Northland.
Awesome. Well, I know you've got to go, so I'm going to let you go. I really appreciate you taking the time chatting with us today. He is Greg Wolner, the new CEO of Northland Fishing Tackle, Fish and Paul Bunyan Country's title sponsor. And Greg, thank you so much for taking the time today. Much appreciated.
Anytime, Kevin. I really enjoy it. Thank you.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Plus, if you ever miss an episode, you can just chase it down online at kbunsportsradio.com. Click on Paul Bunyan Country. We're also podcastable on the PodMN app, as well as Podcast One or wherever you get your podcasts. That's it for today. I'm Kev Jackson. We'll do it all again tomorrow.
Fish Tale, Paul Bunyan Country.